detail. And I woke up and couldn't, I remember having a dream and I saw it all. But I woke up not remembering a thing. So the next night, God showed me a vision. Saw everything plain. So I got you now. I'm going to start making notes. Amen. Didn't happen. And I was wide awake at that time. But he did it a third time. And this time, everything remained the same. But I remembered enough that is all the Lord needed to change your life forever. See, we sometimes forget a lot of things. And if I had, I put a title to it. This is the time, our time of preparation is not later, it's now. Our time of preparation is now. God the Father, through the Son, Jesus Christ, done everything that there is to do for us to live this life and for us to live the life after. In order for him to do that, everything had to be prepared. Everything in this life that we live in is not easy. Jesus lived as a man. He suffered everything that we will ever suffer. But he did that because he was the only sacrifice that we had to live for our salvation. If he hadn't done that, if he had backed down by him being a man, not wanting to go through what he went through, we wouldn't be here today.
Amen.
We probably would have been here, but we'd all be looking like monsters. He did not escape what he could have. He asked. So much so that in Matthew 27, verse 46, he said, he cried out, "Eli, Eli, lama, sabachthani." That is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? And even after that, when he was going to die, take the keys of death, hell, and the grave for us, ascend, before he ascended, he left us a comforter. Someone to still dwell within us, to lead us, to guide us, to direct us in all truth.
Amen.
But even that, it took preparation.
Amen.
Mark 14, 36, and also in Luke 22, 42, Jesus said, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done."
Yes.
Jesus, when he was in the flesh, didn't want to go through that. But he surrendered his will to the Father.
Amen.
Saints, we will see some hard times in our lives. But we have to remember, Jesus has already paid the ultimate sacrifice. He had already made the ultimate price, paid the ultimate price for each and every one of us. It all because everything had to be prepared before it could be done.
Amen.
The word preparation, I looked up in the Bible. And from Genesis to Revelation, I didn't know it was in there so many times. Preparation, the word preparation. Prepare was mentioned. For every situation, every circumstance or encounter in our lives, provisions have already been made or our preparation have already been done for us to be overcomers. If that is the truth, how come we're still trying to overcome? The answer is that we don't prepare ourselves. You know, I don't want to, I tried to get myself in order as I wrote, but he didn't give it to me in any specific order. When we come to church, every Sunday, we hear talk of looking for a move in the Spirit. We always hear talk about the Lord. Well, this is a, we advertise this as a place you can come where Jesus is here. And every situation, every circumstance, every problem, and everything you should could be ever going through, Jesus have already prepared for us to get through it.
Amen.
But we haven't. How many of you had guests over for Thanksgiving? You don't have to raise your hand. You know, you really don't have to. I just left it trying to figure out what he wants me to say next. You were the host. Let me guess. You waited until your guest arrived before you start preparing the food.
No.
No. You prepared. Some of you prepared days in advance. So when your guests arrive, food would be already prepared and you'd be ready to be the host that God wants you to be.
Yes.
That is the fellowship with the people and your guests that you have over. But you know, some of us as babes, I understand that. And you can, if we're just giving our lives to Christ and we are new in this thing. But it's just like our parents treat babies. I'm not telling you what I haven't experienced in the Red Brill. When we are babes, our parents would keep us, if we see something that they're heading toward, even if they're toddlers running around, we see them heading from danger. We'll run ahead of them to keep them from danger. And if we can't catch them, we will stop them from running in that danger spot. When we were, if we were good parents, our babies didn't worry about where that next meal would come from. Our babies wouldn't have to worry about what clothes they're going to wear. Because we know as babies, we overload them with all kinds of stuff, knowing that they may not use it but a week. It grows so fast. But that's how much we love our children.
Yes. Yes.
We feed them, we house them. They don't have a need for anything. No worry, no concerns. Okay, we're getting a little older. We are grown. We're still a babe in Christ, and we've been older. An example how God still provides for us, even in our older age, but we're still young in Christ.
Amen.
I remember where we first got married to that woman there. We couldn't afford a honeymoon. We didn't go on a honeymoon. We said, we're going to wait until we go on vacation. I mean, both were on vacation in July. Then we were going to take our honeymoon. So we were young. July came. We didn't decide to go till that evening before we were going to leave. No preparation. I had my vacation check, that's it. I brought a atlas, we looked at that. Where are we going on vacation? And the bright idea, I don't know if mine or hers,
yes.
Let's go to Niagara Falls. All right, sounds good. Hadn't gassed up the car, hadn't checked anything. It was night, it's not dark then. We jumped in the car. I don't even remember even packing suitcases. I guess we had bags or something. We had to have something. All I had was, we had no reservations were made. We didn't have cell phones at that time, so we couldn't call nobody, call ahead. Anyway, we jumped in that car early that morning. Just so happened I had some things in the trunk that I didn't know I would need. We got on I-95. Didn't even get to, I don't guess we got as far as Ashland. And all of a sudden, all this pretty smoke, but it was steam. I've driven that car all 6 months from the time we were married until that vacation time. What? Nothing wrong with the car. Here it is, on vacation. Here we go. We two, we, Our parents said we were the silliest things. That's what Jesus looked when we were young in Christ. He said, yeah, I still got to look out for you. So we jumped in the car, got broke down on 95, and so happened. We both knew Christ. But we were young. We weren't experienced in the, Linda may have because her father was a preacher. But I don't think so. And the thing about that is he did give us, he's looking out for us because we're on the other side of the road, tractor trailer's going by and you can feel it shaking. I pulled off as far as I could. So happened that I looked up under the hood and I burst water hose. But God bless, it was the smaller hose, little bypass hose. And it burst on the end. And I always have a gallon of water in the trunk for whatever, I don't know. Not to drink, but for the car in case you get thirsty. And I didn't have any anything to fix it with, to cut off the end. But it was the hose was long enough for me to push it on that a little further and put the clamp back on it. Amen. And then the car, you know, was idling, so I filled it up with water. I said, I don't know if this thing will last. So that as the day got later, when they don't that morning, I stopped at a service station and replaced the hose. Then we went on to. But just to show you how God even made provisions for us, even though we didn't know what we were doing. Amen. We got to Canada, didn't have any reservations. We got a room. I don't know what it cost, but evidently we had the money to pay for it. And we went on the balcony, and the second time we went there, I looked for that hotel and had torn it down because out of our balcony we could see the falls and the different colors at night. So we made it and made it back safely. That's how God looks like after us. Now with that, we are mature. Those that are mature. We still have that idea of not being prepared for life because we don't take preparedness seriously. We do things on a spirit of moment. But if you are in Christ, life, you probably could get away with it. We know we need money for certain things, but we don't get paid till after that bill is due. But we take the money up front. We want it, but we spend it, knowing that we won't have money for that bill till afterwards, thinking that we call ourselves pinching pennies. Then the bill comes. Lord, what am I going to do? First thing the Lord says, just like our parents, you shouldn't have spent the money you had. But we come here wanting God to do something, wanting God to bless us, wanting God to heal us. We want all of that stuff done, but we come in here because we don't prepare ourselves to come to church. When I mean prepare yourself, I know you may have stayed out. I'm not talking about that. You stayed out all last night. You went to the club. You did this and you did that. But when you are coming to church, God says he wants you to step in that door with nothing on your mind. I don't care what happened last night. I don't care who you had a fight with. I don't care what you had a fight with somebody before you came to that door. But when you step through that door, nothing should be on your mind but the love of Christ. Amen. You come to worship and to praise him. Amen. That's the only thing should be on our minds. That's why he was telling me. So many people, who he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, I'd be in the midst of them. God's presence, I know three of us, you know, in agreement, touching and agreeing the same thing. I know that for a fact. But how come so many people walk out of here still frustrated, still mad, still angry, still broke, still anything, because you walk out here because when you came in here, your problems were on your mind. And God says, leave that mess at the door. Amen. When you come in here to serve me, you say you love me? You leave that junk out the door. We come in here to worship and to praise God. And I guarantee you, when you start doing that, you're going to see some change in your life. Amen. Time out. Now, some of you are probably already preparing for New Year's. We prepare for silly stuff. I mean, it's fine. It's all right. You can prepare for it. But you won't prepare for the person that's going to allow you to make it from here to New Year's. That's the important thing. You already got flashing lights, fireworks going off in your head. Or what? New Year's, yay! It's good to, but don't forget God. So many people thought they're going to be around Thanksgiving. Oh, yes, my mother's coming, my father, my sisters, we're just going to have a good time. Some of them didn't make it. See, Thanksgiving is not the only time of year that we spend time with our family and loved ones. He wants you to realize that I make it possible for you to spend every day that you can to visit your family, your mother, your father. In 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says, "But it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him." Amen. There's another preparation that he's already made, prepared for those who love him. That's why you read in the scripture, says our God is a jealous God. He don't want you serving nobody else but him. And I don't blame him. If I created you, giving you health, giving you strength, allow your heart to beat. When you get sick, I heal you. I want you to love me. I want you to love the man across the street that didn't have a thing in the world to do with you. We're going to learn. You have to practice this thing. It's a growing process. If you start off right, you're going to end up right. See, we prepare ourselves for a lot of worldly stuff. Things like Thanksgiving Day and you know, all that kind of stuff. And yes, Christmas is our next day we're preparing ourselves for. And you know how God is changing? Amen. 2 weeks ago, someone asked, a little one asked, then I heard a grown one ask in the neighborhood, "How come you haven't put up your Christmas?" And my my frame of mind was, I would say, so we may put up a tree inside, but I wasn't. My thought that I had. Then Linda went to Kerr's, and you just, we have to live a life of Christ because we don't know who's looking or who's paying attention. Linda told me to lay that Kerr's. Came back and thought something was wrong with me because she rode by and didn't see any lights. I ain't seen no lights. I said, "Linda, I think I better sacrifice and put some lights out there." So I did. But we have to live our lives so that you see, because we don't know people on our jobs, we don't know they're paying attention to us. Some of them are angry with you because you're a savior, you're a Christian, but they're paying attention. They're looking for fault. They're not looking to encourage. But they say, if you profess to be a Christian, I expect you to, Christ wants you to represent him the way that he would need to be represented. Somebody come out here with harsh words, slow to speak. By the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, you know how to reply. You don't just rush up and start conflict with conflict. Somebody, and that big thing, you know, people coming in and misquoting the Bible. Yeah. We jump down their throat because we are an authority on the Bible. I know all of this, what the scripture said, and we get on them and argue with them for what? Can nobody change him except God? Amen. If you go with an easy approach, it says, "Man, I don't really see that, and you show me where it's located, and we can discuss about it. You know, we can discuss this thing. If not, I have nothing to talk about, man. Your opinion, my opinion, like a bag of onions, don't mean nothing." But we have to walk this walk, and it's not easy. It's not easy. Psalm 23:5. thou prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. This is David. Now, you know the type of person David was. And he wasn't stupid. He had issues, like Tuan says, but he wasn't stupid. He says, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Then verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Everything, even in David's time, had to be prepared. And the only person that was able to prepare a place for us from this life and the life after is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So why do we pay attention to him less? Why do we put other people before him? You know, we had a Bush, you know, he passed. And I saw all this big celebration. And who's that other lady, singer, Aretha Franklin. All this big to-do and everything. You know, and Jesus, I look back in the day of Jesus. He didn't even have, when he was a baby, didn't have room in the inn, not knowing who he was. You know, you think about it. And let me talk a little. He gave me something about the Holy Spirit, too. Mm-hmm. Now, the Holy Spirit, and I got a phrase for that. The Holy Spirit, I like to say, is our GPS. It guides us through life. But it's God's present spirit that's dwelling in us. That's what GPS stands. That's my version of GPS. He tells us where to go, what to do, and how it works, how he works. 2 days this week, this last week, I had a prescription that Linda gave it to me, and I put that thing down. No, it wasn't drugs. Now y'all could. I put it down. I know she gave it to me. And I put it down where, I don't know. I looked, searched in and out all over for that prescription. Then I said, all right, Holy Spirit, you know where everything is. Find it for me. But let me tell you something. I learned after the second time it happened. I looked and looked, and I couldn't find it. All right? Only, I said, Holy Spirit, you don't know. I just talked to him like that. You don't know where it is either, do you? He says, if you will stop looking and let me look. Only when I stop looking and forgot about it, I goes in a place that I had looked two or three times, didn't see it, and there it was. I said, is that a coincidence, God, or what? The second one, this belongs to somebody else that had lost something in the house. This was a day or so after. So I had it going on then. Just trying to spirit by the spirit. He, Eric, was looking for a chain with his name on it. He said, Papa, you see my chain? I said, no, I didn't know. What chain are you talking about? He said, have my name. I said, I don't remember seeing that at all. I said, well, where were you? He said, I know he was in the dining room. And then I know he was in the, did you go in my office? He says, no, I don't remember taking that. He looked all into his bedroom. So I said, well, he'll show up. Don't worry about it. I said, okay, Holy Spirit, here just a second time. Where is the chain? This time, I didn't look anymore.
Amen.
I didn't look anymore. It won't 30 minutes while I walked in the office where he said he wasn't. Looked on the desk where he said, if he just looked, he said, I glanced in there, but I wasn't in there. And it was under the computer, under the laptop. I just happened to pick it. I picked it up there. I said, Eric, is this the chain you're looking for? Yeah, where'd you find it? In the room that you say you've never been in. So, What I'm saying is, the Holy Spirit is real. He lives in each and every one of us if you had accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. God watches over us. Remember when you first gave your life to Christ, how fast things came? God, you said, Lord, you prayed for something, and within a few days, there it is. But see, it's time for y'all to start eating the pure meat of the Word now.
Amen.
That's what's going to keep us now. We are adults now. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. We are adults now. Girl hungry.
Hallelujah.
When we come, I forgot a lot of my thought. Must didn't have to say it. When we come in this place, even for Bible study, for whatever you come in for, I tell you, I come in here prior to this, and I think pastors can attest, I don't even feel like standing up here because of something is trying to stop me, upset stomach. All of a sudden, it's on a Sunday, you know, you have a little bit of problems with my knee when it's cloudy. But it'd be a bright, sunshiny day. And all of a sudden, I said, I think I'll let him hurt a little bit and see what happens. But once I get in here, it's enough happened that I could easily turn around and be justified to get back in the car and go home.
Amen.
But I don't.
Amen.
I come in here, and no, I don't have to be in here long. And all of a sudden, all the symptoms gone, because that's all they are, just symptoms.
Amen.
All the symptoms are gone. That's what we have to do. Get in the habit of pushing through minor stuff. If God is your healer, Jesus is your healer, he's your provider, he takes care of your little circumstances that you may be encountering, he does all of that, now wouldn't it be common sense to come in here and just forget about this stuff? So I'm in the house of the Lord now. But you know, and just to praise him, and you will be blessed each and every time. You want more miracles? You'll see more miracles in the church. You'll see more people being blessed. You'll hear about and see more people being blessed. Because they come in here with all that junk they left outside. I said, Lord, that stuff, you can take care of that. But right now, I'm coming to praise your most holy name. If you do that, and you tell you everybody want to see the Holy Ghost fill the room. But you know, I read that. And there was a purpose for that, too. But I read that, and don't you know, it had to be some people who didn't know Christ around? Because when they came outside the room, they thought they were drunk. What have these guys been on? They thought they were drunk men. Speaking in what language? And some, there were different nationalities, because some recognized his own tongue. It's like that today. The Holy Spirit can move in this place, and very few of us would be blessed and take advantage of it. But there'll be some says, yeah, it was a good service today. They jumped, danced, shouted, and that's it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that the Holy Ghost didn't fall on people.
Amen.
So we just have to be mindful of those things. Still, I keep saying, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in the midst of them. And you come in here, it's going to be, I know it's going to be three.
Amen.
And the members that we have, the knowledge that they have, it's a lot more than that. But that is doing minimal, so we all going to be blessed if you're going to one accord.
Amen.
And come in here and just seek the Lord. I know. Yeah, I know it. Well, I recognize Satan in a heartbeat. Friday, I tried to log on to my account, checking account. I couldn't because there are too many interests. I mean, not interests, trying to get on that site. I said, what in the world this is? Because I only been there this morning. I hadn't tried before. Then the thing says, you need to change your password. I said, all right here now. So I clicked off, clicked it on again, and went right in. So I dropped by the bank. Linda told me, said, Bester, they want to be notified when this type of thing happens. So I dropped by the bank and told him what happened. And he said, well, I have tried to, when I made, tried to do that, and I had the wrong password, and I forgot and hit caps, all caps or something. But I said, no, it wasn't that. I didn't make any mistakes. So anyway, he said, well, if it happened again, you know, just let us know. I said, sure will. Then I had a check. I wanted to cash. They looked at the check. I had enough in the bank to cover the check if it, you know, was bad. But he looked at the check. And they had to go have a meeting whether to cash that check for me or not. So finally, one of the ladies that knew me, she said, oh, just go ahead and cash it. And looked at, I guess you know I have enough funds in there to take care of if anything go wrong with it. So they cashed the check. I said, all right. I left there, went immediately across the street because I had to pick up some stuff at the grocery store. Gave the woman the money. She gave a $20 bill. She marked it, says, do you have another 20? I said, what's wrong with that one? Dirty? She says, no, it's not good. I said, what do you mean not good? And she said, see this mark? She marked it. And see this new one? I gave it as a new one because I just come from the bank. One was old. That was the one I had already in my wallet. She says, see how light this mark is and how dark that one is? I said, so? You're just scrubbing some of the dirt on this one. Anyway, she didn't take it. So I gave it, you know, gave her another one. I said, I said, Satan, you are something else.
Yeah.
Trying to cripple my finances.
Yeah.
Trying to tell me my money is no good. But see, when you have the Lord on your side,
amen,
they will go ahead and make it good, even if they think it's not good.
Amen.
They will touch the hearts of people. When you say your check is no good, and I know it's good, and they look at you, and especially the bank, that's the only bank I've been associating with for the last 48 years. But that's how things, and that's how Christians so easily get out of sorts.
Amen.
Some of them I've seen cause chaos in a bank for something simple like that.
Amen.
I went in the grocery store. I've seen them raise all kinds of fuss in there. Because anything like, something simple. I had another 20. I said, well, take this. If I didn't, I said, well, I'll take it and go to another register and try that. But we fail to realize how to prepare ourselves. And the time to prepare ourselves is now, not later.
Yes.
See, you can do some things in your physical, natural life. You can do that and possibly get away with it. But I tell you what, it won't last long because the end result, you're going to fall in a hole somewhere down the line. When you get up in the morning, how do you address the morning? Good Lord, it's morning. Good Lord, it's morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. He didn't say you had to get out of there and oh Lord, and pray every morning. He didn't say that. But he wanted to be recognized as being the beginning of your day. He wanted to be recognized. You're the first one that you're talking to before you start your day. You're the first one to recognize that says, I got to go over here to church. You know how many accidents I got that nearly missed that wasn't my fault coming from here, from home to here? Who you think? I mean, people crazy out there, drivers. And how many times it happened? Going back. How many times? Just going to the store. You don't know what may happen. But when it happens, I know the Lord has something to do, you know, had my life. He had my... He kept me from accidents almost that could almost happen. He coming here, wasn't even planning on changing. I didn't change lanes, but wasn't planning on. But this car was behind me. I saw the car behind me, and all of a sudden, he going to flop, no, this side, off of the ramp, passed me on an on-ramp. I was on the highway in the far right lane because I was doing the speed limit. I left the middle lane and that third lane over that left lane over there for those speeders. And when I get to another exit ramp, I see a car coming off. I said, if I'm not ahead of him far enough, I just stay where I am. But if I see he's a little ahead of me, I either slow down to let him in, or I'll, if I can, I'll move in the middle lane. Amen. This fool was in that ramp. I was in the left lane going down. I said, what? I see the key pass me, and I thought he was going to maybe take a next exit. But it wasn't no exit there. That was an on-ramp onto. I said, what is he doing? Anyway, I kept my cool, kept my speed. We see who had to stop this time. I said, what in the world people are thinking about? So, you know, I said, when you get up in the morning, I said, always put on your armor. But I say, if you saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, you don't have to put on that suit every day. You're already protected. You're protected. If you say it, it's fine. But if you get up in the morning and don't put on your armor, that says, Lord, this is your day. This is the greatest day that I have ever seen. A day that I've never seen before. That's why it's so great. You woke me up so I could see it. Amen. He got you. So don't you think he deserved you coming in here, giving him praise first? Amen. Another thing that happens here, it's not happening now, but it has happened. I don't know when God's going to allow it to happen. That's when you be sitting down, for no apparent reason, you look, and all of a sudden, it's nothing but water. You see that. You don't see water, but you can see the waves of water. You know it's water. Almost like water you can see through. And it's the same color of the carpet, but it's water. Then you said, that's a good sign, because it says, God says, you need your healing. I don't know how he's going to do it. We don't put him in a box. We can't say, well, God, this is how you usually do it. You did it this way, because I know that blind guy. I know what you did. So I went on in. I had a blind guy. I made some spittle, and I mixed a little mud with it. You said, but you used clay. And I found some clay. I put the clay on it, and the man was still blind, but he was muddy and blind. We put God in a program. You can't program God. So, whoever's up here, and they tell you the water is troubled, Jesus says the angels are troubling the water, and it says sometimes it flows, but I've seen it, Red Cross here, and it says if you need a healing, step in. Amen. But you know, whether you believe it or not, what's this? What's worth a try? You know, I've done some things, and people said some things, and it's a little strange. And just because it's strange to me, don't mean that it's not God. Right. God says, I take the foolish things of this world to compound the wise. So if the water's troubling, I'm going to get these feet wet. Amen. I want to feel the water, just like we had it at the New Year's thing, that time that break every chain. We sang that song, and at the end, break it, and sung that song. See, I didn't know this till later. I had a microphone. I bought a real chain in here. When it says, break everybody, break every chain, break every chain. And I dropped that chain. And then when it says, I hear the chains falling, I dropped that chain down. The eyes got big. It's a ching. Oh, whoa. Because, see, the chains were made a little paper that we made little circles and just taped them together. And I had the kids, the grandkids, put that together for me. But it's things, God, you're going to see some foolish things that's going to happen. And I've said some foolish things. Because other pastors, when they mentioned, said some things that didn't make sense. But just because it don't make sense to you, it has no dealing with that don't make sense to God. Right. Now, you have situations going in your lives. I know it because I felt it. People, and you're dealing with people, with one thing, that, you know, they claim to be saved, but I don't know, people are people. And they're just going to tear stuff up anyway. Want to start conflict. But I know that there are people in here that are having problems with the family. I know that people in here, or someone in here, that you don't know what's going on with your body, but it's just not doing right. You're thinking about making a doctor's appointment because it's not, you know, I don't know why I have to feel these things to know somebody else is going. I guess that's what how the Lord planned it. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to stand up because the water's being troubled. I don't see any of that. But I know one thing. You can't come in God's house giving him honor and glory and praise and leave out here without being blessed of God.
Amen.
And I know the money that I, problems that I had with money, three different occasions. I know that somebody is running low on finances, don't know, can't make ends meet. I know that. But I also know that God can bless them.
Amen.
I also know that God can make a way out of no way.
Amen.
I know that people are having trouble with irritating pains, aches. Maybe it's from a surgery. Maybe it's from something else. Maybe an accident, I don't know. But I know someone is in here like that. But I tell you what, right now, I believe God so strongly. Too many things have happened to me within these last 4 weeks that I would never doubt him. He have had things to come in. We didn't get a I'm just going to tell you this. We didn't have food. Linda set the table as if she was going to grab to cook dinner. And I looked at her and said, what's all this? You know, we had nothing here to cook. Cabinets bare. And the time she finished setting the table, the doorbell rung. Somebody came with three bags of groceries. I try not to say this, but won't he do it? We have been, I only can tell you what the experience that I've had, and it was supernatural.
Amen.
We have been down to the last dime, no food, but we have had people to come by. Matter of fact, they call and say, y'all at home? Mm-hmm. Yep. No gas to go nowhere. Come by with a check that we didn't see coming,
Amen.
Didn't know was coming, but it just blew my mind.
Lord.
I tell you, I says, Lord, when you said you can't beat God's giving, no matter how hard you try, man, we've been in situations that didn't know where to go, what to do. And the blessed part about it, we didn't sell it. We didn't go to no loan company. You know, you do what God instructs you to do. If you have the Holy Spirit, he will tell you what to do and how to do it. And we didn't go to a loan company. But, man, you had money to do, to take care of bills, to take care of food, and just to take care. But one thing I always done, once I found it, you have to be a tither now.
Mm-hmm.
It works more effectively if you pay your tithes.
Amen.
We paid tithes when we were broke,
mm-hmm.
because we couldn't touch that. We pay tithes now. Don't forget that. So when I say you can't beat God's giving, you got to go by God's rules and regulations.
Amen.
He will make ways out of the way. He knows, you know, you'll come up short.
Amen.
You know, he knows how to make money appear. He uses people to bless people.
Amen.
Another thing, how many of you have ever been a waiter or waitress? Yep, I was. A waiter, not a waitress. And people, you give them, and I know, I knew I was good at my job. Of course, y'all were good at y'all's jobs. And I gave them the utmost attention, you know, did what a waiter would always do, you know. Food not good, I run back. Hey, chef, got to tighten this up. But there are some people, for whatever reason, back when I was a waiter, I knew the reason. But, you know, what can you do? I just do my best. And you give them the best service, and the clientele at this particular restaurant is always the upper class because of where I was living in Williamsburg, and that's why I was waiting tables. You want to know at Christiana Camel's Tavern. Guess y'all heard of that. Maybe not. In the historic district? Have you ever heard of Williamsburg? Well, anyway, and the people get up, you think, I said, well, you know, get a decent tip here, and you're looking, you look all under the plates. Sometimes they, you know, they didn't have the check, you know, the check cards, none of that stuff. Then they had, I guess, at least I didn't have them, didn't know. They probably had charge cards, but nobody came to me with any money. I didn't, here's your little check for the week. I said, man, I said, this is not good. But you know, God bless anyway. Today, what, if I get an order that is not right, I don't blame the waiter or the waitress. As long as she's nice, as long as he is nice, as long as they are courteous, I'm going to give my 20%. If they have a bad attitude, I'm still going to give them a tip. I may knock it down to 15%. Yeah, I'm never going to lower that. I try to get 20. But the Lord has blessed. And I tell you where the blessings come from. That we have been to name restaurants, and we walk in, and we knew somebody there. And don't you know they got our meals on their ticket? That's how the Lord, I mean, God going to bless you one way or the other. Amen. Just because, just a little problem here, but we just have to overlook that.